Okay, here we go. So, to the benefit of those, maybe just one person, that wasn't here last week, and to us who probably forgot, because that is often what happens. And even if we didn't forget, it's also good. Let's just review a little bit of what we did last week. Okay? So, we started with a Chidushei Harim, which really blows open the whole sugya, that says, Al Yidei Asara Mamaros, source 4, Nivra Ha'olam, Val Yidei Asaras Makos Nase Me Asara Mamaros, Asaras Adivros. That through the Asaras Mamaros, through the Mamaros, through a process of the Asaras Makos, ultimately we came to the Asaras Adivros. And the first thing we said was that the idea of mimer or divor, right? We were medayik later on in this year, the difference between mimer and divor. But the idea of speech, expression, is an idea of expression. So, obviously we have to be mechalik between the difference between mimer and divor, but either one, it means expression. And that is what Chazal is telling us, what the Chidushei Harim is telling us, is that is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed himself to the world. Once we said that was Aleph, we had to take it one step further and say, wait a second, okay, what is the difference between these two different forms of speech? So, we saw from Rav Pinchas Friedman, who is the Baal Zeh Rosh Kollel, and from Soloveitchik, that there's a difference in terms of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Teva, and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And Rav Pinchas Friedman, the way he said it was that connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu to Teva could sometimes be dangerous. And I pointed out that Lemaisa, we could kind of understand this idea in a very Lemaisa way. And connecting to Hashem through Torah is Lamala Lamata, Kadosh Baruch Hu coming down and telling us His will without us having to extrapolate and work Lamata Lamala. The Rav described it a little bit different. He said that it's just an unredeemed connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu when it comes through creation. And it's lonely, he described, and he described how he said, do the heavens, who are they talking to? Do they care if anyone's listening? And he said, no, and Lemaisa, that's true. There was actually a beautiful rainbow today. I don't know who saw that. Interesting question that came up. I don't know the answer. I'm going to have to ask maybe our Ben Rosh tomorrow. I think there are halachas about you can't point to someone else. So someone wanted to ask, this is only a question we'll have in 2015, are you allowed to take a picture of a rainbow and post it on social media? Because you're not allowed to gaze. You're not allowed to gaze at a rainbow, I think. I'm not so familiar with these halachas. Because it's merames to something not so nice. It's merames to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ilu would want to destroy the world right now, and he has a risk that he won't destroy the world. That's the way Chazal understand the rainbow. Okay, which is very counter to what we're used to doing when we see a rainbow. We stare at it and love it, and it's beautiful. It is beautiful, but also the message is beautiful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't destroy the world. So that's an interesting question. Are you allowed to post it?
That's
on
like nice. You look at a rainbow and you're like, okay, I'm not going to destroy the world.
I don't know. That's the halacha, that you should not stare at a rainbow. So, but either way, right? A rainbow, a sunset, a mountain, a landscape, whatever it is, they don't necessarily, there's no interaction, there's no making sure someone's listening. And that got us to the next point of the shir, which was when we were really medayik between the difference between mimer, amira, and dibor. And the Sfas Emes said that mimer is chitzoni, it's hirak lechutz, v'dibor hu pnimi etzem hadibor. Right? I gave a mashal. I said that we could, just to really understand it, we could speak to someone in a very technical way, I gave the mashal. I said, if you're checking out at a store at a makolet, you say, hey, how's your day? Oh, good. And that's maybe a mirror. It's not a real connection. Dibor is some chaverim sitting down and really connecting and speaking their pnimius, speaking their real feelings. So, That's what the Sfas Emes says is the difference between Dibor and Amira. And the Raya that the Shem Yishmuel brings is a wonderful Raya. The Shem Yishmuel says that had we know, right, he says that Pnimia, speaking to someone on a Dibor level, creates a connection. And that is why, the Raya the Shem Yishmuel brings, that is why we say, Daber El. That I spoke to, Daber Im, I spoke with someone. But you wouldn't say Amar Im. You wouldn't say I spoke with, I started to translate into English, we have to stay in the Hebrew. Right, you would say Daber Im, but not Amar Im. You would say Amar Le, Amar El. You spoke to, just, but not with someone. What?
It makes sense in English. You didn't say like, I spoke...
Spoke to or spoke with. That's the difference. That's the difference, and we hear that difference, and I think we hear it even more when we keep it in the Hebrew. So that is the difference between the Aseres Mamaros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He speaks to us through the Aseres Mamaros, is speaking to us, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through the Aseres HaDibros, He is speaking with us. It's a conversation. It's a relationship. It's intimate. And as in the words of in the Lashonos of the Rav, it's no longer lonely and it's redeemed. So now we have to take this one step forward. That's what we did last week, and now we're gonna go one step further. First of all, we're gonna throw in, and we're gonna see the Sfas Emes does this. We're going to throw in Shabbos into the mix. And second of all, just something to think about, is until now, what have we been doing? We've been describing the difference between Amira and Dibor. The difference between the Aseres Mamaros and the Aseres HaDibros. That this type of relationship is being expressed this way, and this type of relationship is being expressed this way. Once we throw Shabbos into the mix, and go a little weiter, we're going to not only speak about the difference and the compare and contrast between the two different expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I want to speak about the relationship, how they interact, how the two are intertwined, and how they affect each other, and what the relationship is in between Maimer and Dibor, between Teva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Teva and the Torah, the world and the Torah. So to take it a little further, Sfas Emes, source 12. The Inner Song of Shabbos. It's going to become very clear why I called it the Inner Song of Shabbos. So the Sfas Emes is picking up from, it's the same Sfas Emes in Parshas Matos that we saw in Source 8, where he said that, Maimar hi rak l'chut v'dibor hu pnimius etzim ha-dibor. Continues the Sfas Emes. Umein ze hachilik bein yemei ha-maisa. Shehu koach asaras mamaros shebechol yom hayabria miuchedis yihior rakia ubeshabbos lo hayabria vechule vechasov vayivarech vechule es yom hashvi im kain hi bechinas etzim hadibor. Says the Sfas Emes that this chiluk that we've been dealing with until now, which the way we were saying it was a chiluk between Maimer and Dibor, a chiluk between Teva, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression in creation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression through Torah, is the same chiluk that we can make between Yemei HaMaisa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and between Shabbos. The same chiluk. And the Sfas Emes continues, and he says, ובכל הימים שכסף ברכה, ויברך לימור, ויברך וכולי, כסף ויברך וכולי, ויומר להם פרובו. On all the other days of creation, when the word ויברך was said, it was in conjunction with something, ויברך לימור, Hashem blessed the people saying פרובו, for example. ובשבת קודש כסיב ויברך סתם. It just says ויברך, Hashem blessed it. It doesn't say He blessed it by saying the following thing. Stam, He blessed it. And the Sfas Emes says this is an expression, Vihi Etzim HaDibor. That's an expression. And what does it mean Hashem blessed it? What did He bless it with? No, but that's that inner etzim hadibur. It's not about what he said to bless it. It's about that inner connection, etzim hadibur, a real dibur connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this world. V'lachem b'Shabbos natoyra shehi b'chinas aseres hadibros. Okay, and that's why on Shabbos we received the Torah, and we'll see more sources about this in a second. On Shabbos we received the Torah, because Torah is Dibor. So the Torah was given on Shabbos. Okay, so I'm not sure we could fully, the Sasemis opens it up, but I'm not sure we fully get the full depth of the schilik of the Swas Emes between Amira and Dibor, between Yemei HaMaisa and Shabbos, but we'll develop it more. Okay, in the next source 13, Rav Matul Zilber, he is a Chassidus Rebbe in Borough Park now, the Stochiner, maybe if you've heard of that. So he says, Gevald Remez. V'hinei ma'isa bereishis nivru al yidei ha'asara ma'maros shebehem bara ha'olam va'asaris ma'maros elu heim hasichus kulim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, to understand the Sitchiner, you have to understand the halacha, which he's developing. He's using it to develop this idea. Right, there's a halacha based on psukim from Nevi'im that we're allowed to speak sichus kulim on Yemei HaMaisa, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "V'daber davar shelo yeh divrecha shel Shabbos kedivrecha shel Chol." That the way you speak during Shabbos should not be the same way you speak during the weekdays. And there are specific halachas. That's why you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos, because it's a violation of v'daber davar. You're not allowed to even talk about doing malacha on Shabbos, because it's a violation of v'daber davar. So the Sitchiner says that this is actually the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has this same halacha in a way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also abides by this halacha, v'daber davar, that your sichas during the chol has to be different than your sichas in Shabbos. So that's what he says. V'hinei ma'isa bereishis nivra al-yidei asam ma'maros, v'hem bar al-olam. V'asam ma'maros elu him asichos chol in shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when Hashem said, yihi rakia, yihi or, yihi... Right, when Nasa Odom, that's the Sichos Chulin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mundane speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maimaros Elu Dibor Hashem Yisbaruch B'Yimei HaChol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke these Maimaros during Chol. The Elu B'Shabbos Shatok Hashem Yisbaruch B'Maimaros Elu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating? He stopped saying Sichos Cholin. He stopped speaking about mundane business things. She'inyan Sichos Cholin namun avo yumos ha'chol. That's only for Chol. Ma she'in kem b'Shabbos midavrim divrei Torah v'lo Sichos Cholin. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak on Shabbos? He stopped speaking all these creative speeches. Rather, he spoke divrei Torah. U'b'Shabbos amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu aser sedibros da'kol modim ki b'Shabbos nita Torah. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Peivav that tries to figure out exactly when the Luchos were given, when was Ma'amid Har Sinai, whether it was Vav or Zion, and the crux of the Gemara is that everyone agrees, and they have different Cheshbonos, how to calculate based on this, but everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's clear. So that's what the Sitchiner says, is the Divrei Torah, Shalos, that your Sichos Cholin should be different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sichos Cholin, not just our Sichos Cholin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sicha is different on Shabbos and during the week. During the week, he speaks about, he creates through his speech. But on Shabbos, he gives over Torah. L'chein darshu chazal, mi pasuk v'dabar davar, shalo yeh divracha shel Shabbos, ki divracha shel Chol. V'zeh omer b'yara pasuk v'dabar davar, shev Shabbos medabrin dibros v'lo ma'maros. Right, the pasuk about Shabbos says, v'dabar davar, you should speak. So says the Sitchiner, that's what it means, that you have to speak Dibor on Shabbos. You can't just speak Chitzonius, you have to speak Dibor, you have to speak the inner Dibor of the Torah. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself does. So, to go a little weiter, there's a question that Rav Huttner quotes from the Gra, and we'll say it outside. Which really ties us all together, and right now it's a little bit, we see that there's Teva, there's Torah, there's Shabbos, there's Yemei HaChol, but to really tie it all together and to understand the relationship between all of this. The Gra says, right, we say, HaMechadish V'Tuvah B'Chol Yom Maaseh B'Reishis, which means that each and every second, Bechol Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every second, says the Gra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world. That this table right here that's in front of us is being recreated each and every second in this bottle and our breath and our existence, our being, and every single thing in the world is being recreated every second. HaMechadish V'tuva Bechol Yom Masa Bereishis. So the Gra says, if that's the case, then what happens on Shabbos? If in order for this world to be in existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep recreating every second, then how on Shabbos, I thought Hashem didn't create. But if Hashem doesn't create, the world won't exist anymore. So how can we understand Shabbos? So to understand this, we have to look at a source in the Chiddush Arim, and which makes sense, because the Chiddush Arim has opened this all up, and now he's going to help us bring it all together. Zok b'chidush ha'arim in source 14 and it's Perish on Tefillah. HaMechadish v'tuva v'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His goodness is constantly being mechadish, is renewing ma'aseh bereishis? Ki b'tuvo hu Torah. What does b'tuvo mean? Ki lekach tov natati lachem. Right? What's tuvo? Lekach tov natati lachem. Ain't tov ala Torah. Tov is Torah. That the inner energy, the chiyus, the life force of everything that's going on, masa bereishis, everything we see, the inner life force of the sunset, the inner life force of this table, the inner life force of our breath, we have to understand what this means a little bit, is the Torah. So, I think the first time I heard this, that the genius of this desk is Torah, is kind of, I couldn't grasp. So hopefully we'll, and I'm sure you're probably, you know, what does that mean exactly? Hopefully we'll try to understand that a little bit. But says the Chiddush Arim that it's the inner, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chiyus, and the Tuvo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish the world with, the Teva with, is the Torah. Really, this isn't a Chiddush Arim, it comes much earlier, it's a Rashi, and really it's not a Rashi, Rashi's quoting the Gemara. I just brought down Rashi because he brings the two Gemaras together. Awesome Rashi, one of my favorite Rashis, Yom HaShishi. Right? Part of the reason it's one of my favorite Rashis is because when you come to Kiddush on Friday night and you know this Rashi, it blows open what your Kiddush is. Your Kiddush is just like on fire when you know this Rashi. Yom HaShishi. So Rashi points out that every other day of the week, it just says, Vayi Erev Vayiboker Yom Sheni. Vayi Erev Vayiboker Yom Shlishi. All of a sudden, we come to Yom HaShishi. We come to the sixth day, and it's HaShishi. It's not Yom Sheni. We don't say Yom HaSheni, and we don't say Yom Shishi. The only day that has the Hey HaYidiyah, that special Hey at the beginning of the number, is Friday. Yom HaShishi. Zok Rashi, why? Hosif Hey B'Shishi, B'Gmar Ma'aseh Bereishis. At the end of Gmar Ma'aseh Bereishis, we created the sun and the moon and the people and the animals and everything there is. At the completion of that, the culmination of that, adds the Torah, Hey, Lomar Shehitna Imahem Amenat Shekablu Aleim Yisrael Chamishechum Shei Torah. Why is there another Hey at the end, the final, as we complete Ma'aseh Bereishis, to tell us that everything we just read, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Bereishis and all the 6 days of creation and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Vayiboki Yom Sheni, Yom Shishi, all of that is contingent. There's a t'nai, hitna, hisna. There's a t'nai, there's a contingency, and it's all contingent on the five, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That all of my separation is contingent on that. Davar Acher, says Rashi, Yom HaShishi, Kulam Tluyim Ve'omdim Ad Yom HaShishi. Right? What's when you add a hey to the beginning of something? It's a hey ha-yidiyah, which is I don't know how to say it in proper English grammar, but it's referring to a specific Friday, right? Yom Shishi would be Friday in general, and Yom HaShishi would be the Friday. So what does it mean, Yom HaShishi, the Friday? So another pshat, but it's really just the same pshat, just being expressed in a different way of darshaning the pesukim, is that everything, all of Ma'aseh Bereishis, is tluyim ve'omdim, is being held in and waiting and dependent and contingent on the great Friday, the HaShishi. Which HaShishi? HaMechuvan L'matan Torah, which is the sixth day of Sivan when the Torah was given. So we see these Rashis that say that all of Maase Bereishis is dependent on Torah, and we see this Chiddush Ha'arim that says the inner chiyus of all of Maase Bereishis and the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to and infuses to create the world is the Torah. What does this mean? What's a tznai, right? Rashi says there's a tznai. It's tulim ve'omdim. It's contingent on something. I think a good way to understand it is, let's think of an example. Let's say I do Matthew a favor, and I say, and I go and I pick him up a safer, a package from Mea Sharm. Spends an hour, 2 hours traveling back and forth, Mea Sharm, and I say, on one condition, on one tnai, on the condition that you give me $100 at the end of the day. And you say, okay, great. Or on one condition, on the condition that you have a chavrusa with me on Friday night. That's the only condition. Okay? Then, what does it mean? What's happening when I get on the bus, I walk down the path, I get on the bus, I pay my Ravkav, I go to the store. So there are two ways of looking at what I'm doing right now. There's the chitzoni way, is like, okay, he's getting on a bus, he's traveling to my Sharm, he's going to buy a book, he's giving... But really, what's going on in my inner thoughts? What's my inner desire as I'm doing everything? My desire isn't to get a book, my desire isn't to get on a bus. My inner desire is that chavrusa. That's what's driving everything that's happening. My inner desire is the $100 he's going to give me at the end of the day. Right? Let's take another example. It's pretty much the same example. Right? You have a Bala boss he wakes up every day at 6 in the morning, and he goes into the office, and his boss screams at him, and he drinks a lot of cups of coffees, and he looks at charts all day, and tries to make deals to get more money, whatever it is. So if you look at it in one way, what's he doing? That's what he's doing. He's like trying to get more money and have his boss be happy at him, whatever. But really, what's he doing? If we wanted to speak about his actions on a pnimi level, on an inner way, what's he really doing? I don't know. He's trying to feed his kids. He's trying to buy his wife a nice present. He's trying to go on a nice family vacation. That's his inner. So really, when you have a tznai, when you have an inner desire, that's the truth of what you're doing. And that's the pnimis of what you're doing. And that's the tznai, right? The whole condition that this guy is going to work in, going through all this trouble of looking at these graphs, is so that eventually he'll go on this nice vacation. If we eat breakfast in the morning, right? One more example. If we eat breakfast in the morning, there are two ways. On the one hand, we could say we're eating breakfast. On the other hand, maybe if we're on a high level, what are we really doing? We're trying to get energy to learn Torah, or energy to do whatever we need to do in Avodas Hashem that day. So there's a chitzoni way of looking at everything, and there's a pnimi way of looking at everything. And that pnimi way is the tznai, because we say, I'm only doing it on the condition. That's really the pnimius of the etzim of why you're doing something. I think this helps us understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tznai in Maase Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a tznai in Maase Bereishis and said that one condition of Maase Bereishis is that there's a Torah in this world. What's that to say? That means that the whole inner desire and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this table and the inner desire and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the tree and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a sunset, it's a little crazy to think of. But the whole reason, the whole real, if we want to talk real, we want to talk Panemius, the real reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this table is to bring Torah into this world. And maybe this table, it's easy to understand because we're sitting here around this table learning Torah. But even the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a little rock sitting in some random country that I've never even heard of in Africa is to bring Torah into this world. That's the inner desire. That's the Yom HaShishi, that everything in creation was Tulim Ve'omdim on Matan Torah, because if not for Matan Torah, it's not worth it. Right? If Matthew says, no, I'm not learning with you, I'm not giving you $100, or if my boss says, I'm not paying you a big paycheck so you could go and spend it on your kids, then it takes away everything you're doing. It's not worth it. There's no point for it. So that's what Chazal is telling us, Yom HaShishi, that the whole point of all of creation is for Torah is Yom HaShishi, and that's what the Chiddush HaRim is telling us, going it back to the previous source, that's what it means, that's the inner force that feeds everything in this world. Because once you take away that inner force, once you take away the reasoning behind everything, then nothing would continue to exist, because the reasoning is what propels everything, right? Once your boss tells you, no, I'm not paying you anymore, once Matthew says, oh no, I'm not going to learn with you, then I don't get on that bus, I don't do that. So once there's no Torah in this world, in theory, it's not, right, it's not possible, once there's no Torah in this world, then all of creation ceases to exist, because that is the whole reason behind everything, and that's the inner life force of everything. With this Hakdama, we could turn over to the last source. And this is really what started everything, because this is where the first place where I began to develop these inyanim. We could turn over to the last source from Rav Huttner's Pachad Yitzhak, his first piece on Shabbos. And we have to remember the question we started with, started at least this section, was how in the world can we stem the fact that there's no creation on Shabbos with the fact that the Gra tells us, and this is the Gra's question, HaMechadish B'chol Yom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly recreating, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't recreating this table and this phone right now, then it would cease to exist. So how does that fit together with the fact that there is no creation on Shabbos? So Rav Huttner, Kedarko, goes to left field, pulls out a random halacha about Shabbos, which really helps illustrate this whole idea. I know it's getting a little late. If people have to leave, don't feel bad, and don't feel like you're missing, because we'll just we'll speak one-on-one tomorrow, and we'll finish the Rav Huttner. But this last starts from Rav Huttner. Hamotzi ochlin b'kli, pachos mikishir, potter af ala kli, mipnesha kli, tfeila la'ochlin. Okay, in general, there's a rule that there's a certain shear. Every malacha on Shabbos has a certain shear that, in order to violate the malacha, you have to do a certain amount. So, if I carry a little grain of sand on my finger, one grain of sand, and I carry it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYakid, I don't violate Shabbos, because that's not the shear of Hotzah of Shabbos. So the halacha, though, is that if you carry, let's say I don't know offhand exactly what the shear. Let's say it's a kezias. So if you carry pachos mikezias in your hand, you don't violate Shabbos. What if I took this bottle, and right here on the little bottom of the bottle, there's pachos mikezias of drink. What if I carried this drink out and did hotzah on Shabbos from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim? So lechora, you would say, Zev, very nice. There's pachos mikashir of drink, but the whole bottle is huge. It's much more than a kazayas. So the halacha is no. Hamotzi ochim bekli pachos mikashir pater af ala kli mipnesha kli tefelas ochim. So no, because we have a halacha of ikar v'tafel. So when I hold this little drop of fuse in this big bottle of fuse, so since the bottle is really tefel to the drink, it's as if the bottle isn't there, and it's as if I'm carrying, we look at it as if I'm carrying a pachos mikazayas, and I'm putter even on the kli, which is greater than a kazayas.
So if you want to carry let's say a cooler, like one place to another, you just put a drop of water in it?
No, so what Rav Huttner is going to get to, and it's very good you ask this question, because it's very important for us to understand what Rav Huttner is about to do, is it depends on your das. It depends on your kavana. So, right, ikar v'tafel all depends on your kavana. So, if you want to carry a huge water cooler, you put a little drop in it, we know what your kavana is. Your kavana is really the ikar. What's the ikar? The ikar is the water cooler. You're trying to finagle your way out, but we know what the ikar is. So it's only when you really want to carry that drop, then the drop is the ikar and everything else is tafel. Kolmar afa pi de guf pu'ulas hotza shalakli nigderis ki b'chol gidrei melechas hotza dechilo Shabbos. Even though in right? In a normal case, the kli would be considered hotzah Shabbos. Mikol makom kibun the b'shas hotzah kli haita pu'ulas hotzah zu tefila le pu'ula achar. But since at this time of doing the hotzah, it was tofel to a different action. It's no longer that you want to do this, your desire to do this action of malacha on Shabbos. Umemela, ein hi soteres shvita shel Shabbos. So now that you, because of your kavana, because of your das, you don't really want to carry this large kli. You really just want to carry, right? And just start thinking in terms of what we spoke about previous to what you really want to do, what you don't really, right? So you really want to just carry this little drop. So umemela ain he so there shvita Shabbos. So carrying this whole bottle, it's not a contradiction to shvita Shabbos. V'nichonim anu bezeh l'kro ha'ura ha'michadesh shel ha'maimar zeh. Ein inyan zeh shel tafel v'ikar din prati bein hamon halachos shel Shabbos. Ela she inyan zeh shel tafel v'ikar mehave es kol mahalach pnini shel shvita Shabbos bereshis. So it says Rav Huttner jumping Kedarko Bakodesh. That's what he does. He pulls something out of left field and says, really, this is so much deeper. Or he says, this idea, this little halacha about Hotzah b'Shabbos, I'm not telling you halacha right now, says Rav Huttner. I'm trying to explain to you all of Shabbos. You sort of all of Shabbos. L'shem havaras dvarim elu, aleinu lachzor l'sheshesh mei b'reisit shelifnei Shabbos. So in order to understand this, let's return to the 6 days of creation. B'sheshesh mei b'reisit, Pa'alu aseres ha'maimaros. During the 6 days of creation, and as we already spent a lot of time understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pa'al the maimaros. U'bekolchem shal ha'maimaros ha'alu, ne'etzlu nivru notzu v'nasu kol chukei hanhago shal etzim teva kol amos. And it was through the maimaros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and did and notzu and fashioned all of teva. That's what the mamaros are. That's what we said. Mamaros are teva. Ava bechol aseres mamaros shel sheishes mei breishes lo huskar adayin inyan hakedusha kol ikar. But we don't get to the kedusha. We just get to that the physical creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rak im hofa shel Shabbos niskara birishona mitzios hakedusha. But when you get to Shabbos, then we get to the kedusha. Kolis inyan hakedusha shel Shabbos niskara birishona. No. Kolos inon hakadusha bekam pirushahu ki beod shad achshav b'sheish mei breishis yatzal lepo gufam shel haolamos hine achshav im hofa shel Shabbos yatzal min ha'elam el gilui hatachlis v'amatara shel kilam haolamos. What? How do we get to kedusha on Shabbos? Because until now, in 6 days of creation, all that was revealed was the gufam shel haolamos, the actual guf of the olamos. But on Shabbos is revealed the tachlis and the matara of the world. This is exactly what we said before. There's gufam. I got on the bus. I took out my Ravkav. I went to the store. That's gufam of what I did. But what's the tachlis and the matara? What's the goal? What's the defining goal? My end goal of everything I'm doing? There's gufam and there's tachlis. What's the tachlis? I'm trying to get a chavrusa with Matthew. So that's what Rav Huttner says is happening in Sheishes. During the 6 days of creation, all we have is we're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the stars, and he created the birds, and he created the fish, and he created human beings. But we didn't get to the tachlis and the matara. And what's the tachlis and the matara? Like we just said, Yom HaShishi. That everything's tluim v'omdim, and we understood what chazal mean. That the tachlis and the matara of everything, the purpose, the t'nai, everything is the Torah. Im lo barasi yom v'layla chukam shemayim lo samti. That the chok of shemayim, if not for the yom v'layla, then I wouldn't have done the chok, which means the Torah. If not for the creation of the world, there would be no Torah. But it's the Torah that's the ikar. Habris hi atachlis v'matara shel chukah shemayim shemayim. Oh, im lo samti brisi yomam v'layla. Sorry, I misread that. If it wasn't for my bris, what's the bris? The Torah. Then chukah shemayim v'arach lo samti. Then the laws of of Shemayim Va'aretz, i.e. nature, I would not have done. I would not have created. It's a Mefurish Apostle. Forget about a Rashi, forget about a Chidush Arim, forget about Chazal. It's Mefurish Apostle. If not for my bris, if not for the Torah, there would be no world. Habris hi hataklis wa matarash wa kuka shemayim v'aretz. Why is that? Why would there be no world? Because that is the goal, that is the tachlis. Bris al yadon shal aseres adibros shebehem nisna Torah. And what's the bris? Aseres adibros. Aseres adibros hein pnimiyas shal aseres mamaros. So this line is what I started with. I said, until now we've been focusing on like the difference. Oh, one is speaking through chitonius and one is speaking through pnimiyas, one is speaking Im, one is speaking El, one is Lamala Lamata, one is Lamata Lamala. But I said, what's the relationship? Rav Huttner tells us what the relationship is. The relationship is that the pnimius, the essence, the inside, the life force, the inner drive of the Asaras Mamaros of Teva is the Asaras HaDibros. It's not that we have one model of connection here and one model of connection here. We have one model, and inside of that model of connection, inside the Mamaros, is the Torah. V'zehi perusha shavei kadesh acha v'yechulu. Im sim pula shel Asaras HaMamaros b'sheshem e'bereshes, higia asha lehofa shel or tachis pula zu. So once we finish doing, right, same thing with my mashal with Matthew, right, only once I get on the bus, I got the sefer, I pay for the sefer, I come back to Shraga. Now once we complete the whole goof of what I was doing, all of a sudden, we can now reveal what the tachlis was. So once we create, once we finish all of creation, once we complete all of creation, now it's time to reveal what the reason is. Right, you see that tension, like everything's created, and like you could almost like you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like, but why? For what? And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Yom HaShishi. It's all for the Torah. That's the whole reason behind everything. Right? It's something we say in the Chadodi. I don't know if you realize, but we say this every single week. Sof Maaseh B'machshava Tchila. What the final thing that was created, the was really the Machshava Tchila. It was really his desire all along. That's the desire, the Torah. Sof Maaseh B'machshava Tchila. B'Shabbos Bereishis Hivik Oron Shel Aseres HaDibros Akedi Kach Shel Aseres HaMamaros Nasu Lo LeKlivin Artik. Oh, so now we have to answer the girl's question and see how this begins with the halacha we began with was, if I'm holding this little drop in the bottle, then I'm not over on Hotzah for holding the bottle. So what does Rav Huttner says? B'Shabbos Bereishis Hivik Oron Shel Aseres HaDibros Akedei Kach Shel Aseres HaMamaros Nase Lo Klivin Artik. What happens on Shabbos? The inner light of the Aseres HaDibros shines forth so much that the Chitzonius, the Aseres HaMamaros, the Teva, everything in this world becomes just a Kli and an Artik. It becomes just a vessel, a holder, a container. Right, every tree we see on Shabbos, we have to look at it and be like, whoa, this tree is here for Torah. And this table, ah, it's here for Torah. Right, during the week, maybe we can't tap into that. Maybe during the week we don't see that. But on Shabbos, we have to realize, because we get the Torah on Shabbos, and we realize, whoa, everything's really just a container, a vessel holding the Torah. And what happens when we do that? We have Iker and Tofel. We realize that, oh, the tree is really just Tofel. What's the Iker? What's being contained in the tree? The Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Or of Torah, the Ratzon behind the tree, the reason that the tree was created, that's the Iker. V'zehi ma she'amarnu ki inyan Iker v'tofel mahaves ha'mahalech ha'pnimi shel shvita Shabbos. That's why Rav Huttner said, we said that Iker and Tofel is the main idea of Shabbos, because on Shabbos we begin to define, in this, we look around the world and we define Iker and Tofel. Klomar ein shvita zu michriyuvetz es heder pula shel aseres ha'mamaros ela she'im hofa oron shel aseres ha'dibros mizgalem ha'mela ki ein pula aseres ha'mamaros rak b'chinas kli l'ma she'mitromeim alev v'gonos b'tocha. He says on Shabbos, it's not that we get rid of the kli, okay? It's not that we say, oh, what's really important is this drop in here, so I'm going to pour it out into my hand, and I don't care about the kli. Because if you have Oros without Kalim, then you can't contain the Oros. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't just give the Torah, because then there's nothing to... The Torah has to come with Kalim. It has to come with a cow's hide, so you could put on tefillin and wrap this world, the Oros of the Torah, in the Kalim. So... Umeata nidonim, where it's underlined, pulas aseres amaymers legabe aseres yimei adibros ke kli legabin tochan u ketofa legabe ikar. So now, when it comes to Shabbos, all of a sudden, all of the world, all of creation, becomes a kli to the or of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ikar. Okay, now I'll say it outside. Finish up outside, it's getting late. I'll say it outside to answer the gross question. How could it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep recreating the world. So how could it be on Shabbos that there is no act of creation? So just like on Shabbos when I do Hotzah with this bottle, and since my Kavana is really to carry this drop of drink, so we say that the carrying the bottle is not really considered Malacha. Because my Iker Kavana is this drop. So the whole big bottle, that's not malacha. That's not action. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep recreating and recreating the world. And there would be no, if Hashem didn't recreate this tree and this table and our breath, there would be no tree, table, and breath. But on Shabbos, all of a sudden we realize that's just a kli. Our tree, the table, the breath, that's just the kli, and really there's the ratzon, the pnimius of everything is the Torah. So, like we saw with the bottle, that once you realize that something's just a kli, then that's not considered going against the prohibition of doing action. So too, once you realize the physical world is just a kli, Mamela Kodesh Baruch Hu can be mechadesh betuvo. He can be mechadesh. Because that's not considered an active process. Because it's only tough, though. I'll end outside. We won't do the next paragraph from Avner inside. Avner says a gevaldik achidish. We have the Shir Shalyom. This is just really like just a beautiful achidish. We have the Shir Shalyom, which we say every single day. Hayom Yom, Sheni B'Shabbos. And then we say a Mizmor from Tehillim. And Chazal talk about how that Mizmor from Tehillim connects to the essence of the day. Hayom Yom Shishi, we say a certain parak of Tehillim, and that connects to the essence of the day. Okay? Shabbos, we say Hayom Yom Shabbos, Shabbos Yilavim Yom Yom Yom. And then what's the Tehillim? How does the Tehillim start? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Rav Hunter says, it's strange. On Monday, the perek that we say about Monday, it doesn't start with Mizmor Shir Liyom Hasheni. Let me begin singing to you the song of Yom Hasheni. It doesn't. On Tuesday, we don't say let me. I think it's just Lamna Tzeh B'nei Korach or whatever. You know, I got the days confused. But it doesn't say Mizmor Shir Liyom Revi. No such thing. All of a sudden, we come to Shabbos and it's like this is the song of Shabbos. It's weird. Imagine any song you know. If at the beginning of like the Beatles Let It Be, if all of a sudden the Beatles were just like, this is a song called Let It Be. It's very weird. Okay? It happens to be the Beatles do that in the beginning of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They begin and they say, this is... Okay. So, but that's the genius of the song.
They were tripping and asses.
This is genius of the song, okay? But when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it in Tehillim, when David Melech does it in Tehillim, what's happening? What's going on, right? Why? Be consistent. Either Monday is Mizmor Shir Liyom Hasheni, or Shabbos is not, just begin and say, Mizmor Shir Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem, just begin with Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. So says Rav Huttner, beautiful, the imagery he gives to this, and how it just enhances your Shabbos so much more when you appreciate this. He says, all week long, there's an inner song that's playing, a tune that's chirping through all of creation. And you're supposed to, and Ke'ilu, if you were to look at a table, you would see the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pnimi, right? The song is a pnimi expression, is a song. And you look at a table, you look at a tree, you look at the sunset, you look at the mountains, and that song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing. And you hear the godliness running through this world through that song. But Rav Huner says, L'maisa, during the week, we don't necessarily, there's coverings. We see the chitzonius. And the chitzonius blocks us from hearing that song. We see a tree. Okay, sometimes we can connect to even a Kaddish Baruch Hu through a tree, because we said, even through the Maimaros, you could connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But we don't see the Dibor. We don't hear that song of the Dibor. Come Shabbos, and with our change of Das, our change of when we say, whoa, whoa, what's really going on here? It's not a bottle. It's a little drop. Or it's not a tree. It's the Torah is the life behind everything in this world. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's light that is which is the same as the Torah, which is the reason and the pneumius of everything in the world. All of a sudden, we strip away the chitzonius through our das of right Iker and Tufel is all about das. That's a you said, what if I want to take a huge cooler and put a little drop, but really I want to carry the cooler. So I said, no, Maisa, your Das is on the cool. Iker and Tufel is all about Das. So through the Avodah of Das, on Shabbos, we focus on the Iker, on the Or Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, on Shabbos, it's not just that there's a hidden song, but the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in this world. So says Rav Huner, that's the one day, the song about Shabbos, we introduce it by saying, this is the song of Shabbos, because that is the greatest song of Shabbos, the greatest praise you could say about Shabbos, the greatest thing of you could say about Shabbos. Rav Huner says, Zeh Shevach Shel Yom HaShvi, that's what we say in Birchos Kriyot Shema of Shachris and Shabbos, Zeh Shevach Shel Yom HaShvi, what's the greatest praise you could say about Shabbos? Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That we hear the song of Shabbos. That we hear the pneumius of the world, that we see the pneumius of the world, that we realize. And now, just bringing it back from all the theoreticals to more practical, right? On Shabbos is a time for us to take stock and realize that everything in this world, Chazal tells us, Yom HaShishi, when you stand up for Kiddush on Friday night and you say Yom HaShishi, it's time to take stock and realize that all of creation is really just here to reveal godliness, to reveal the Torah. Shem should bless us to tap into the song of Shabbos, the song of Torah, and to bring more godliness into this world.